You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
First look here on Visa as we get ready for Saturday night's card. Should be a big event for the big boys of the division, Derek Lewis against Sergey Spivak. Who better to break it down as we do each and every Tuesday than Lou Finocchiaro? Follow him on Twitter as I do at GamBlue. And of course, he is the host of the Bout Business podcast, Lou Finocchiaro. Always great to catch up with you, Lou. Before we get into this card, I got to get your thoughts on UFC 281, what we saw over the weekend, a wild night in Madison Square Garden. I got the under to cash at 4.5 in the main event, but certainly was on the wrong side of Israel Adesanya. I did not see that ending coming against Pereira.
I didn't. I thought the end would come as I had. The fight would not go to the distance. But before the event was over, I did throw a little half-unit play on Adesanya inside the distance. I firmly thought that if we could get Adesanya into the second, third round, the thing would totally sway. And really, at the time Adesanya was finished, he was up 3-1 on the scorecards. But this is the fight game. And Teixeira did a great job in the corner getting Alex to understand how dire the circumstances were. And the bottom line was Pereira went out and performed. It was a great fight, a great night of fights. And I thought we learned an awful lot, and we weren't surprised with a lot. I took a little Mike Chandler against Poirier. It was a mistake. Poirier turned out to be just what he's shown us to be: durable, steady, patient, systematic. And he took Mike Chandler apart, and we paid the price for some of those. But the overall, I thought the event was dynamic.
Absolutely. And again, I thought your handicaps were spot on, as we do each and every week on First Strike with the hour-long show. And certainly here on First Strike, First Look on a Tuesday, we try to get the better of the numbers here before we get to the card on Saturday. Let's try to do that here with those heavyweights and Derek Lewis, the return of the Black Beast here. UFC Apex here in Las Vegas, which means you're going to have that smaller octagon, which I know is something that Derek Lewis will like. You're assuming Sergey Spivak would like to maintain some distance, use his height and his reach advantages, and keep Lewis off of him. How do you handicap this fight? And do you think right now it's properly aligned with Spivak, almost a $2 betting favorite?
Yeah, and Dave, where I'm watching the opener, this thing was Lewis minus 115, Spivak minus 105. So there's been a steady stream of action since this opened on Spivak's side. And while that would, the contrarian in me wants to go the other way, we got to understand Lewis is 37 years old, not necessarily old for a heavyweight, but in my opinion, I'll understate this. Lewis is a man with profuse power in his right hand, a little bit of takedown ability and no cardio. I don't know that I really consider him a refined mixed martial artist, let alone a mixed martial artist. On the other side, Spivak, he's very well-rounded. They call him the polar bear because he's got a tight grip, and he's going to have to manage distance, until which time He can press the beast against the fence, trip him, get him down. For Spivak's most successful endeavors happen once he gets his opponents down to the ground and he gets on top for ground and pound. I would imagine the total in this fight has to be 1.5.
Yes.
And I would surely think that that would be a challenge to see which side of that's going to go, because I think most people would think that if it's Lewis's side, it's going to happen real early. And if it gets to round two, I think it's Spivak in finish fashion.
Well, it's almost like you've done this before, Lou, that you knew without looking that for a 5-round main event, potentially, normally Derek Lewis doesn't go 5 rounds, the total is 1.5, and it's juiced evenly either way. So to your point, I think everybody out here in Sin City is saying, man, good luck figuring out if you think this is going to go over or under 7.5 minutes. Can the beast, we know that power transfers, certainly if it does get to a second or a third round, but the conventional wisdom, to your point, is if it does happen, it's going to happen inside of the first five. Would that be another way of avenue of approach, if you like Derek Lewis, to look at a KO prop maybe in the first round?
No question about it. I totally concur with that. The 1.5 even looks inviting to me, maybe on the underside. If you look at Lewis's last 3 losses, all first round KO. So there's something to be said there. And Spivak, I think, carries a little bit of a chip because he tends to be overlooked. And all he does is just keep winning. He's slow, plodding, meticulous, just like a polar bear you can imagine. But he's effective.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the main event Saturday night out here in Las Vegas. Again, 1.5. But right now, the money has been coming in on Spivak once the fight was initially announced. And now he's ballooned up to almost a $2 betting favorite. I wonder when you and I talk again on Friday if that's where that line will be. So we'll keep our eyes on it. Let's go get the co-main event in this one, potentially a 3-round matchup. We know Ian Kutalaba is a wild man against Kennedy Inchekwu here. And Inchekwu is a sizable favorite now at -$1.75. Again, Kutalaba sometimes has that kill or be killed mentality here. And again, maybe a fight that people are not expecting to go deep into the Vegas night. How do you summarize this co-main event?
Yeah, another fight. This one opened -10, -110 either side. So the public saw Kennedy. And I think to an extent, there's two ways to read that line move that we've seen thus far. Number one, Kennedy is a big, huge, 6'5", impressive athlete that has actually stepped up and improved each of his fights. Fighting out of Fortis, he's getting good training, and from by all means, researchable, he is really stepping in and stepping into his frame after having really started in mixed martial arts late. Kutalaba, on the other side, he's a Sambo master from Moldavia, doesn't use it much. His aggression and his angst are such that he tends to fight very uneven. One day he can't be stopped and he's a killer. The other days he's very off and gets stopped himself. So which Kutalaba are we going to get at this point in time? Again, the contrarian in me wants to like Kutalaba, but I don't know if I can.
You know, Lou, it's interesting, too, because Kutalaba is such a wild man and a wild card in a fight like this against Inchekwu, which we know he's got the skills, right? The requisite skills here as maybe more of the classier MMA practitioner versus a guy like Kutalaba. The round prop here, 1.5 again for a potential 3-round matchup. So, again, main event 1.5 for potentially 5. Here, juice slightly to the over, but not terribly at a price here. -$1.25 to over 1.5. Is that under in play at -$1.05?
You know, Dave, as you were mentioning it, I'm trying to think that it probably goes to the over, at least as I analyze this fight. I don't see Kennedy going out there and just icing him early. Rather, Kutalaba going out there maybe looking impressive the first round till Kennedy can get it started. It's early in the week yet. I have to lean to Kennedy, but I sure don't like jumping in on a guy at -170 when, you know, 10 days ago he was -110.
No doubt. And again, maybe that number again when we speak again on First Strike on Friday for the full hour edition show, we'll keep an eye on that. But minus $1.25 over 1.5, I assume that number will get on the rise. So if you do like the over, which Lou does and I lean to as well, that might be the better of the number here on a Tuesday. I mentioned big boys on this card. We got another one. We got Waldo Cortez Acosta taking on Chase Sherman. Right now, that one is slightly priced here. Sherman about plus $1.60 in the heavyweight matchup. And that over under that total, again, 1.5 and slightly juiced to the over at minus $1.35. What's your takeaway here on these big boys?
Well, if we remember, Acosta just fought 2.5 weeks ago or less, weeks ago. In that fight, he was a winner over Vandera, but Vandera really was way more effective than I thought he would be, especially with his leg approach and the leg kicks. Acosta incurred, and let me make sure I'm saying Waldo Acosta, he incurred some serious leg damage in that fight, and he is primarily a boxer. He's coming from the boxing world, so he's got a really solid, stable front right leg to fire that jab. And so that's a target. And to turn around as quickly as he is and come in here against a guy in Sherman who really struggles with wrestlers, guys that can take Sherman inside, grab him, throw him down, get him against the cage, that's where Sherman's out of his element. But standing, he's game. He's been in with better opponents than Acosta, and he's got experience in the UFC, and in what appears to be a stand-up fight, and we know Sherman's got a leg attack, I think Chase Sherman is live.
Wow, so plus $1.60 right now on Chase. And I'm picking up what you're putting down there for a fighter that was just in that octagon. Maybe that leg's not fully healed. You know Chase Sherman is thinking about that. So look for those leg kicks early. And again, possibly to get over that 1.5 rounds right now. Nothing really juiced out of whack here so far in the first three fights. I want to get to one more fight on the main card. Andre Fihalo, very popular fighter against Muslim Salikov here. Boy, this feels like this has got sneaky potential fight of the night written on it. Lou, what do you see in this one?
This has total sneaky fight of the night written all over it. And really what's most amazing in this is Salikov minus 180 opener. And it's just been steam barreled to Fihalo. And really my first impression when I saw it a few days ago, Fihalo was still plus 130, plus 135 was, man, he's gonna kill Salikov's old and plodding. He's durable, but upon peeling the onion back a few more layers, Fialho was in with a wrestler, Matthews, and though Matthews in his last fight didn't really wrestle him, he was able to ice him. And Fialho, after furious first rounds, does have durability issues and can get touched up. Salikov is slow as evolution, but he's durable as he can be, and he's meticulous, and he's going to be plotting and pressuring Fialho. I think that Salikov is also a live dog here, in this instance where Salikov opens minus 180 and now I can get him minus 110, minus 115, I'm very interested in that position.
Hey, by Friday, he might be the dog, Lou, the way this market's going here on this one. That's
totally
a great
agree. Handicap.
And I'm stealing that line about evolution, as slow as evolution. I love that one. Very quickly, when I look at the rest of the card here, and you got some, you know, Danny Roberts back in there against Jack Della Maddalena. We've got Charles Johnson against Zumagalov back in the octagon. Jennifer Maya's on this card. Even go down to Vanessa Demopoulos, very popular young fighter. Any value so far in any of those fights here that we have not touched upon here on a Tuesday?
Yeah, I believe I'll give two. One's a favorite, one's a dog. The Charles Johnson, he came in, they pitted him against Mokaev. He was angry. He was ready. The problem is he has not a lick of wrestling. Mokaev wrestled him up. Who's he in with? Zumagulov, who at his age, he's 3 years older. He's given away inches in height. He's given away inches in reach. He's easy to overlook. But what is he? He's a meticulous grinder. Total in the fights, 2.5, juice to the over. I think Zhumagulov could surprise here against a guy that doesn't have any wrestling. I think Zhumagulov's the more well-rounded fighter. And then for a favorite, this girl, Silva, is fighting the young contender gal, Bleda, in, I think, the first fight of the night. Silva has experience, UFC experience, one and three in the UFC. Bleda just coming in. She's 20 years old. Silva's 25. Silva's experienced 10 finishes, 7 submissions. I think the girl Silva from Brazil is too mature, too experienced, and at minus 160 or minus 165, I'd get her now before it goes up.
And that's the exercise that we try to do here every week on First Strike, First Look. Get the better of that number. You're right, Silva. That number feels like it's going to go up. Zhumagulov right now plus $1.35 on those two fights that you outlined there. Lou, when they listen to the Bout Business podcast each and every week, tell the people what they get.
They're going to get 16 to 17 minutes of final releases for each UFC card. We're down to 4 cards for 2020, so there's 4 podcasts left. It's a great endeavor. You listen in, decide which you'd like to choose, and decide which you'd like to throw out. But I appreciate you mentioning it, Dave, and it's always a pleasure to get here on the Early Look Show and talk these fights with you.
And again, that's why you got to be a VSiN Pro subscriber. If you're not already, you get Lou's releases that he puts out there at VSiN.com as well. They've been very, very profitable as always. Lou, I appreciate your time as always on a Tuesday. Always look forward to the conversation, my friend. After UFC 281, you don't really get to take a deep breath because this is a pretty good sneaky card. We'll catch up again on Friday.
Thanks so much. Good luck, everyone.
There he is, everybody. Lou Finocchiaro. Follow him on Twitter as I do, @GamLou. That's going to put a wrap on this edition of First Strike, First Look. We'll see you on Friday for the full hour on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.